All right. Welcome to Both Mics. Welcome.
Hey. Both Mics is a show about nothing and everything. That is Mike Sofka.
And as soon as I can pull him up here, I'll point to Mike Taylor.
Mike Taylor.
Let me see here.
And together, we're both mics.
Yes, together we're both mics. Hang on.
Welcome to show number 60 of Both Mics Heard Everywhere podcast can be heard, like on iHeartRadio and live every Friday night around 7-ish on twitch.tv/BothMics. Welcome to the show, folks.
This is an example as to why I don't screw at anything 5 seconds before the show like I was doing.
Mike Taylor with his bright ideas. This is how you do it, Mr. Sofka. Do this and do that.
I don't know. I'm working on you. You were here.
Yeah, I was there. Maybe next time.
All right. So, yeah, this is
unreal. Challenge. All right. Well, folks, check us out anywhere podcasts can be heard. We can be found anywhere. It's amazing. Podbean. We actually are on YouTube every week. We post up our video on YouTube. We are live on twitch.tv/BothMics every Friday Eastern, about 7 o'clock or so. And like I said, so you know, Spotify, Podbean, Dirtnet.
The hell's a Podbean?
I don't know. What is a Podbean?
It's something for Get Off My Lawn Guy.
Right? It's a pod bean. It's a bean.
Bean pod?
Bean pod. It's a podcast. It gets
there we go. Beamed. All right. You're on the air. Okay. We are here.
Look at that.
Beautiful. You all really exist. So.
Yes.
All right. I can't believe we're at show 60 and I still don't have my shit together.
Right. Show 60.
Jeez. If you told me we'd have 60 shows in, I would have told you you're crazy.
Yeah. Right?
I was like, yeah, whatever. We'll see what happens here.
Exactly.
And one day's turned into the next. You got stickers, yeah.
I get stickers. Show 60, we got stickers.
Yay.
So if you want a Both Mics sticker, find them in the bathroom near you.
Yeah, here's the deal. You get a sticker, and you stick it in a weird place. Like, you can even email me and tell me where to stick it. How about that? Or tell me where you stuck it. Actually, take a small, like a 10-second video or a picture or something that really says where it is, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I like that. What did we decide we were going to do with that? Something's called where you stuck it, where you stick it. Tell me where to stick it. Show me where you stuck it.
Right. Show me where you stick it.
There you go. That's not creeper-like at all. You know who that is? You see that picture there?
Red hair,
Scarlett Johansson. We talked about her a while back.
Right.
She was suing Disney because Disney was screwing her on the box office. I guess Black Widow went streaming as well, and Disney
the
was
day
like
of release. It was. It also went on their. It was a Disney Plus app. So yeah, she was very upset because she was only getting piece of the action. At the theater, she wasn't getting piece of the action the same day at home.
Maybe she should have had a better lawyer write that contract.
Well, I'm sure the contract was written before this whole pandemic thing and before Disney Plus existed, probably.
Yeah. Right? No, I hear you.
So was it settled?
Well, she says her contract was... they settled. She's happy. I don't have all the particulars here, but I do have some of it. She said that she says that in her contract she was promised a release that is exclusive to movie theaters. That's in quote. So there you go.
It's probably worded. It's probably not worded exclusive to movie theaters.
Yeah. Well, as of August 15th, 2021, the picture has grossed more than $367 million.
Wow.
So, yes, I see why she's a little bit upset. That's like this. That's like you telling me that you want to go get a lottery ticket, but you need a ride to the 7-Eleven. So I give you a ride to the 7-Eleven, and then go into 7-Eleven, and you're there to buy your lottery ticket, and you're like, oh, shit, I forgot my wallet. Can you just get this lottery ticket for me? And so I pay for the lottery ticket, and I hand you the lottery ticket on camera in the 7-Eleven. The lottery ticket hits. You get 357 million, and you're like, Thanks for the ride, Mike.
Yeah. You're swell.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Well, that's also like if you want to keep talking about lottery tickets, how about like those ones that you buy as gifts? You could buy a Christmas packet of lottery tickets. You know, if you buy that for somebody and they hit, do you share?
You have to. See, I'm from the old school. Like, you know, when you run a football pool or you're some sort of Super Bowl thing and you're betting and stuff, people from up north, when they win $1,000 or whatever, you know, they give you a little something for the effort. You put all this shit together for us. You put the group together. You collected the money. Oh, it's a pain in the ass. I want $1,000. Here's $100. I'm good with that. That's what you're supposed. That's proper. That's tipping.
Well, you know, usually the guy who runs the boxes gets a free box.
No, I see that because I ran a pool like that for quite a few years. It was quite large. I'm not going to say too much more about that. That's actually a concept for a movie. I don't want anybody knocking on my door. I don't need any problems. So, yeah, it was an idea. I didn't really do it.
Okay. Interesting.
All right, so we're good with Scarlett Johansson suing Disney to get some money. We're good with that? No.
We do that. It's just, you know, I thought maybe you had a figure, but it's usually an undisclosed amount.
No, but what was funny is her lawyer, John Berlinski, used words in court like that Disney put on a misogynistic attack. And I'm like, really, bro? Really?
Lawyers are unbelievable with their wording. Yeah. I was compared to Superman once in a courtroom.
How do you get a lawyer down from being hung on a tree? Why would you?
Okay.
What do you call 10,000 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean? A good start.
A good start?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, this country was founded on litigation.
I don't think litigation was a thing back in the 1700s.
Sure it was. We were like, we don't want to pay your damn tax. Here's all your friggin' tea. And then we threw it in the ocean dressed like Indians and blamed them. That was the first CIA op. They whack somebody and then they frame somebody else for the deal.
Nice.
Just like Kennedy. I don't want to be off base here, folks. I apologize. I'm making light of an assassination attempt. I shouldn't have said just like Kennedy. I mean JFK, not RFK. I don't want you to... all you RFK fans out there, don't be atting me on the Twitter box.
Wait, there's RFK fans out there?
Yeah, right? That was the joke. I'm going to send you a script. All right, that's Disney Spaceship Earth. And at Disney, I couldn't put the whole video up on here live. I mean, I could have, but I don't have the technical skills or the intern present to make it happen. So this is what we get. But if you go to the What's Hot in Florida webpage or you go to the Facebook page for What's Hot in Central Florida, What's Hot in Orlando, What's Hot in Florida, this is the new show at Disney Epcot on that spaceship Earth. It's a 5-minute show, and somehow I got my fingers on the whole video. This was like the premiere of it. They did like a sneak preview thing, and I got video of that. This show starts tonight at Epcot, so go check it out on the Facebook page or on the What's Hot in Florida page.
It was live on Facebook, so I'm not that impressed, right, Mike?
Come on, man.
I watched it. It was 20 minutes long. I was not really impressed with it.
Yeah, it was all over on Facebook. I saw shaky camera versions of it. Even Fox had like a shaky camera version. I was like, really?
Wow. Yeah, well, Disney had their own version, I guess, on whatever Facebook page they have.
Yeah.
And it was crystal clear, and it was like multiple shots. It was like, you know,
but directed. But I don't want them going to Disney to see it. I want them going to the website to see it.
Right. Well, guess what? We have the link on our website, yes. BothMikes.com, Facebook, /BothMikes.
It's on What's Hot in Florida. What's Hot in Florida.
What's Hot in Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
And, you know what? The one they did previously, Reflections of Earth, I think it was, and they started it in 2000 for the big Y2K dealio. And you would think they, after playing that for 20 years, they'd be able to come up with something better.
Yeah. Well, like you we know, talked about before, that whole park needed an overhaul.
Yeah. Well, the big video screens they have are cool, and the cinematography they reflected off the moving water was cool in that big circle.
No, but I get it, but if you have that same, I mean, that's why they've taken stuff down from there. I mean, that's why things are like cyclical. Like you don't see the Michael Jackson Captain EO thing that right. went out a long time ago, or you can even go Mr. Toad's Wild Ride in the Magic Kingdom, that's been gone for, you know, they got to keep yeah. churning some of this stuff, because otherwise even people that come here on vacation are like, well, we saw this shit 10 years ago when we were here.
Yeah Well, they had the same show for 20 years. It was a good show, but you would think in 20 years you'd be able to come up with something like exponentially better than just what they're showing now. So I was unimpressed for what it could have been, but it was all right. So this I'd like to see, the Spaceship Earth show, whatever that is, that I'd like to see.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Yeah, and then I also on our website, you have the new Disney Enchantment Fireworks Spectacular at the Magic Kingdom, and I've got that 20-minute thing up on our webpage as well and the Facebook cool. pages. So you can see the new fireworks from your computer.
Yes, just go to...
And it is framed pretty nice with the castle and everything, you know, and it's not all shaky camera guy.
They did a cool job reinventing the castle for the 50th year.
Yeah, I like how they project stuff on the castle like they did on that church in San Antonio.
San Antonio, yep. St. Frederick, just something like that. Whatever church it was that we went there the night before my wedding.
Well, there's another show called Harmonious at Epcot, but this is the fireworks here and then the thing on Spaceship Earth, so...
Yeah.
Whatever. They say Harmonious is the largest nighttime experiences we've ever produced for a Disney park, and it's going to be the pyrotechnics, lights, lasers, water features, everything, but what's really special about it is the music, they say. Oh, Lord. I'm buying into this crap. I'm getting out.
Yeah, it's the same Disney music rehashed. No big deal. Did you see the pictures of the crowd
at the
entrance to Magic Kingdom?
As we record this, today is the actual 50th anniversary, right?
Yeah. Yep. October 1st.
Wow. So would you be in that line? Would you?
No. There's the Epcot.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. It's Epcot's, what, 37th anniversary? They opened October 1st, 1982, where Magic Kingdom opened October 1st. My wife just texted me. San Fernando Cathedral is where they did the light show on the church.
Uh-oh, so you're in trouble now. She's listening live.
Yeah. Jeez, just what we need. Hi, dear.
Tell her she can chat you up on the message board there.
Right?
Yeah, if she wants to send you a message, send it on the message board on the Twitch. Right. That's how we do this. Yeah. We're not the Get Off My Lawn guy. And you know what? Yes, we are the Get Off My Lawn guy. I do want to talk about the Get Off My Lawn guy. And I want what I did. And here, let me pull up the graphic. And I'm going to get music to this. It's going to be pretty cool. But what I did was I found 40 things that Get Off My Lawn guy might say. It's actually things old people say. So I thought I'd run through about 10 of them. And you tell me if you've ever said or done one of these things. Fair enough?
Can I guess one of them right off the bat?
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Where's my oatmeal?
No, but that's a good one. That's number 41. So we'll add to the list as we go, okay? All right. So add it. We'll just go to top 10. Okay, we'll go to top 10. All right?
Top 10 voted by who?
So listen, have you ever said to anybody, and this is in the recent past, can I borrow your calculator?
I was actually using one today.
Okay. Did you ever ask anybody to use their calculator?
It's your calculator. I'm sure somewhere along the line.
In
but
the
not,
past
not,
couple
not,
years, yeah?
No, definitely not in the past couple of years.
Let's say the past 5 years to make it even.
Yeah.
Okay. How about number 9? I need to swing by the bank and make a deposit.
Well, Yeah, but it's not the financial institution downtown. It's the banyo over here next door to the loo, the water closet, to the bathroom.
Gotcha. Very funny.
That phrase there. So I'm witty like that, you know.
I know. I like it. You got to come with or maybe I got to do it because you can't hear it when I play it, right? If I play a sound effect.
Correct.
All right. Well, you got to do the applause thing on your phone sometime, somehow, or the boo, or the cricket, or something. Okay. I don't know. We'll figure that out. One of these days, we'll get an intern who'll teach us how to do all this crap. How about this? You go ahead. I'm just going to sit here for a minute. That's number eight.
I'm sure there's some kind of variation of that.
Like the kids want to, you know, you've been playing with the kids or whatever, and then they want to do something. You're like, all right, I'm just going to sit here for a minute.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
I can see it. How about this one? Number seven. I took a nap on the Davenport.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what a Davenport is. I thought it was the place outside Haines City.
Or in Iowa. Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently that's like a day bed or something to that effect.
I guess that makes sense. Apparently. But no, I'm not a nap guy. My wife, who is listening, is a nap person.
Okay.
And but I don't know. It's a waste of time for me. I think I'd rather go through the day exhausted and not take a nap. There's very rare occasions where I'll take a nap during the day. You know, obviously on the weekends.
Well, supposedly a nap is good for you, and it does nothing but screw my sleep pattern up. And for 35, 40 years working over 100 hours a week, I friggin' you like the echo? That's a new bit, too.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me now? All right, good. So for 35 years or so, working like 100 hours a week, if I took a nap, I was screwed up anyway, and I'd be up for days and shit like that. But nowadays, shit. I look forward to a nap if I can get one.
Yeah, no. I can't do it. I have to be exhausted, and then usually I'm done for the day. I'll wake up with like a migraine or something, and yeah, it just...
Well, it's counterproductive for me right now because I'm like, yeah, I could take a nap here, and then like I'm up all night. I'm like, really?
I got stuff to do.
Yeah, that's a get off my lawn guy thing there. How about this number six? I printed the directions from MapQuest.
Not recently, no.
No?
No, no.
All right.
Nope.
How about number five? What's your fax number?
Oh geez, well the business I'm in, yeah, I've actually said that because people still use faxes. You know, when I need a request for title or for insurance or something, they're like, hey, can I email it to you? Because I could just drag and drop and send it. No, can you fax it? Yeah.
Yeah. What's funny to me is I've had experience with that in the car business, and you know, you'll be talking to an insurance company or something, and they'll say, well, I could just fax it to you, and I'm like, this is Geico. This is big companies that I'm talking about. So what they do is they tell their computer to fax it to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why don't you just email it to me? I will have it instantaneously almost. I got high-speed internet. You got high-speed internet.
Yep.
No.
Yep. Yeah, it's like, you know, 201-555-1212 at rfax.net.
Yeah.
So it's that's the only way, because I don't have a fax machine, well, besides the one over here.
Right.
So yeah, I my fax machine for sending is my freaking email address, or is an email address.
All right, how about this one? Number four on the list. When did this song become classic rock?
Yeah, I was actually saying that a couple of weeks ago.
Nice.
Not those exact words, but yeah, you think, was it... Green Day. Some of Green Day's freaking catalog is classic rock, you know. American Idiot is almost freaking 20 years old.
That's
three more years.
It's something else because you feel like it's like it happened overnight. You're like, they're still playing this song on the other station. How come it's on the classic rock station? Or when you go downtown to an office or something for some reason and they actually have elevator music. Like, I haven't really heard too many places anymore that have elevator music. Have you? Is that, maybe that's because we're, I'm not going to big skyscrapers. All the skyscrapers have elevator music.
Elephant music. I don't know. I haven't been downtown. Well, actually, my office in Tulsa, but yeah, no elevator music. I don't think there's elevator music. Supermarket music, yeah. But none of the supermarkets down south here play supply music.
Did I ever tell you about the first time I sold a car? No. Back in the day? The very first time I'm selling a car and I'm negotiating a deal with a customer, and in the background I hear the Thompson Twins, "Lies, lies, lies, yeah." And I'm like, oh Jesus, I hope they're not catching that too. You know, yeah, it was funny.
That's funny.
All right, wait, number three. I taped the game last night.
No, not taped. It's all DVR. I think we watch more stuff on DVR than we do live TV.
I did get caught about 5 years ago or so. I said, because, you know, I'm used to the DVR, but I said I use the word TiVo. I'll just TiVo it. So that scared me because I was conditioned to say the word TiVo instead of DVR, I guess. So it's kind of freaky.
My parents, I don't know where, but they won a flat screen TV. The first flat screen TV that they ever had, they won. And it came with a TiVo. They never opened the box.
Wow.
You know, this that new technology that they, you know, their VCR is probably still to this day blinks 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock. So, yeah, they
had just the fact that the VCR is still a presence in the house.
Well, believe it or not, when my dad passed away in 2012, my mom gave me it. They upgraded to the DVD player.
I used to have one of those, and you could burn stuff onto the DVD, right?
Yeah, that was the plan.
I didn't. Yeah, I had the same thing, and I had the same result.
Yeah. Well, the one I got when my dad passed is actually in our master bedroom, and we don't use it.
Wow.
So well, be it. It's still blinking. It's blinking 12 o'clock too.
I'm gonna start. I'm gonna get a VCR. I think I have a VCR in a garage or something. I'm gonna grab it and hook it up somehow to the computer and start moving some stuff over. Because there are some you know memories or things that you know went on that I would like to have a better, more upgraded copy of.
Yeah, well, and the thing is with that, my ex-wife got a hold of something that burns VHS and mini VHS onto CDs, and she did a bunch. She did a copy for both my older kids, probably a copy for herself, and she made a copy for me and mailed it to me, and I now have a box about this big, you know, about 6 inches square, of a crap load of DVDs that I have yet to even look at one of them, and this was probably close to 10 years ago.
Yeah, I must have had a couple hundred DVDs. And I sold most of them. I pieced them out on eBay and stuff. You know, I was like, well, I'm not going to get anything for these. If you get a couple bucks for each one, you're overall, you know, it's a good deal. Right. But
yeah,
the way I look at it is if I get $3 for each one and there's over 100 of them, that's $300. You know, I'm going to do that. So,
you know, a lot of work, but.
Not really. It's pretty quick stuff. It's pretty fun. Well, there's the funny thing is you associate with the same people except in an online capacity, so now their idiocy is more anonymous. You know, you don't know who it is necessarily, but they're right. Still fucking idiots.
Well, and for me, the hard part would be getting to the post office. There's not a real post office for 25 minutes.
No, see, now you this is going on for years, but you print it. You do it all from your computer. You print all the shit, and then you just... If you have a small package, like a DVD package, you put it in a mailbox that morning for your mailman to pick it up. You don't have to go to the post office.
Yeah, I don't have a mailbox.
Why don't you have a mailbox?
Well, we have a mailbox, but it's down the street.
Jeez. What, do you live in an apartment building?
No, I live in a freaking fancy freaking subdivision.
I just wanted you to brag on your house. I know you got a nice place. I haven't been, but I know you got a nice place. I've seen pictures. So, It's nice. All right, ready? Number two on this list here. Number two, I left a message on your answering machine.
Yeah, no, now it's the VM or the voicemail. Yep.
But the fact, I think the funny thing is twofold in this. The fact that he's telling someone he left them a message. I'm sure they know you sent them a message. Like, if I message you, I get it on my phone. A message. Oh, yeah. Well, even if you leave a voicemail, I get a message saying that I have it, the printed out version, instantly.
Well, yeah, it's like you actually texted me today and you needed me to send something over to you by email. And then I texted you back, hey, I sent it. Well, yeah, you just check your email, you know it's there. But I sent.
Well, no, I think in that situation we were in a time-sensitive situation, so my acknowledgement or your acknowledgement, I think that's. Jeez, I am an old guy. All right, here we are, number one. The number one thing on this list. Now we've gone through nine of these already. Here, these are things old people say. So this is the get off my lawn segment. Number one, Mike, what do you think it is? Considering what we've said already here, what we've said, can I borrow your calculator? I need to swing by the bank and make a deposit. You go ahead. I'm going to sit here for a while. I took a nap on the Davenport. I printed the directions from MapQuest. What's your fax number? When did this song become classic rock? I taped the game last night. I left a message on your answering machine. Any guess at what number one is?
Do you want to go to IHOP?
No, but that's a good guess. I would have thought it would have been. Are we too late?
Stuckies?
I would have thought it was like, are we too late for the early bird?
But
number one is back in my day. Back in my day, do you find yourself saying that ever?
Back in my day.
Mm-hmm. You feel your day's still going on, right?
Here and there, yeah. Yeah, I don't think you say it those exact words, but yeah, maybe. You know, when I was younger, back in the day, that one definitely gets said.
Anyway, well, we'll do something more with that. I got stuff happening. I put up a video on both Mike's Facebook page. I haven't put it on the website yet, but go to the Facebook page for both Mike's, and you'll see a video. And it's a old guy, like a get-off-my-lawn guy, and it's animated, and this alien ship comes down on his front lawn. And I was like, man, this is perfect. I need to hire somebody to make a little cartoon just like this. And it was for a video game, something called Get Off My Lawn or something. And
Frogger?
Yeah, it was kind of like Asteroids or whatever, kind of, but okay. More. And the guy gets up on his roof, and he's shooting these aliens off his lawn. And it's from 2014 was when it was uploaded, so... Anyway, I think we got something here. See, due to cartoon character of me or you, and the aliens come down and they land, and out of the spaceship, it's our alien friends that we talk about on the alien update here. It's Musk, it's Bezos, you put alien bodies, but their faces on the bodies, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can picture it. I can picture it.
Now that I've given that idea away, all my ideas
put it in the mail, then mail it to yourself.
Yeah, the mail. Listen to you, get off my lawn guy. Who the hell uses the mail? You said it's 25 minutes away.
Yeah. Oh, dude, what a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I hate going to the post office. I loathe it. I want them to privatize the post office already. It's just so much inefficiency. Well,
basically, they have. It's called the UPS store, the FedEx store.
Yeah, but if for some reason I need to mail some sort of legal document, or I guess I'm going to go FedEx or some shit like that anyway.
Yeah, you can go there and do it. Dude, I tell you, Amazon, which we were talking about freaking aliens, unbelievable. Have you ever returned anything on Amazon?
You were telling me a screwed up story about it, but I know you can go to Kohl's and they'll accept the return usually.
Yeah, yeah. I've done the Kohl's thing back in San Antonio. But like lately, we're buying like everything on freaking Amazon. If it's not like groceries or like immediate stuff we can't get nearby, like I bought a rug, an area rug, and it's really nice. I like it. And I went ahead and tried to like add more color to the house, and I got this long runner, 22 feet long, this runner is. So, and it matched the other carpet. I think this thing is awesome. It's got to be cool. Well, I roll it out, and the damn thing ain't flat, you know? And then it ain't straight. It's kind of like, it's got like a kink in it. Kind of like run.
Did Mike Stradamus sell you this carpet, or what? Was it one that he bent the frame on?
No. This carpet can put his whole family on. 22 feet long. And I put it down. I'm like, well, you know what? I'll let it sit, and maybe it'll grow on me. And it just didn't. It just looked awkward. So I rolled it back up, and I put it back in the package, and I kind of taped it up a little bit. And all I have to do is take it to the UPS store, have the UPS store guy scan something off my phone, and it's done.
That's cool.
Nothing. No labels, no printing, no nothing.
Just, you know, I, come to think of it, my wife had me do that one time. I remember that.
And you can have it, the money put directly into your Amazon account immediately, or they'll credit your credit card in a few days to a year.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Amazon, speaking of all that stuff, it's time for the alien update.
Woo-hoo! Fast looking alien! Where?
Fast! Alien approaching! Warning! Biophysical experiments extremely dangerous for people.
That's a pretty good robot. He's a little bit of an alien, too. But I think he's mostly... He's an alien robot. You could be an alien robot, right? Like, not all robots are domestic.
I computed the aliens. They are capable of sinister and dangerous acts.
You weird alien man!
All right. We talk about the aliens most every show. And the aliens, of course, are the people that are too smart to be human. We're talking about Musk. You hear that, Musk? I put the two of them together.
That's all, folks.
Bezos, Musk, Zuckerberg, Richard Branson, Bill Gates. Anybody in that level, changing culture in our society. Out of 7 billion people on Earth, these 4 or 5 are that much smarter and that much more successful than everybody else. Get the F out of here. These guys are aliens.
Okay.
All right, so speaking of the alien thing, there was something I came across. This is on ARSTechnica.com. It's what they call a rocket report. Virgin Atlantic cleared for flight. Blue Origin bet and lost. So again, Bezos losing, but this time he's losing to Branson. Oh,
God.
This guy's the punching bag everyone likes to use. I mean, I don't like the guy, but I almost feel sorry for him. It's like going to watch Rocky. You're like, God, I wish he would just win one, you know?
He's like the slow kid on the block, you know?
It is funny how Musk treats him, though, like the little redheaded stepchild that he doesn't want to crowd him and his friends and shit.
Yeah, my wife pointed out this past week that they were exchanging words, and I'm like, that's kind of ironic. That's what we've been talking about for weeks. There's always something going on, and Bezos. He was kind of getting in some good ones, too, this past week. Some good one-liners and disses, as you would say, or they would say.
Well, apparently this whole thing was based on that FAA thing with Virgin Galactic for not doing this. They deviated from their flight plan, coming back in or going back out on that. And anyway, it's much ado about nothing in reality. It's just...
Right.
There's so many companies that are trying to get in on this whole commercial space travel thing. Honda is developing a small reusable rocket as well.
Really?
They put that announcement out.
Did they need to cut lawn in space?
Yes, right.
Gotta cut the grass up there?
They need a place you could fit a Civic in a parking spot.
Wow. Yeah.
There's another company called OneSpace. They're planning to launch from boats and trains.
What?
Yes, boats and trains. And then Rocketstar is getting ready for a second suborbital flight attempt. That's a New York company called Rocketstar. So Phantom Space just claimed they got a $240 million satellite launch deal. First Axiom mission gets a launch date. Fuel Depot to launch within a year. So, I mean, Ariane 6, and I said that right. This must be a German company, Ariane.
Wow.
A mid rocket, you know, when a few years ago when Bruce Arians came to Tampa to be the coach of the Buccaneers,
yeah,
Yeah. You ever notice around a stadium, like, they'll take a player or a coach or something, and it'll be like, if the player's name is Campbell, it'd be like Campbell's Corner, and it'd be like some sort of throwaway type fund type thing that they run for the community and community support and all that stuff. Right. So they had one up. It physically made it from the printer, and they were putting this banner up in Tampa Stadium. It was Arian's Army. And I was like, holy shit, are you kidding me? I wanted so bad to get a picture of that thing put up, but they somebody caught it as they were putting it up, and they were like, this might not be such a good idea.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
It is the right color red, though. So anyway, this whole thing talks about Blue Origin betting and losing on the Lunar Lander. Apparently things aren't going so well with that situation right now. And to put something on top of that, a former communications executive at Blue Origin joined 20 other current and former employees in writing a blistering essay about the company's culture. The documentation cites safety concerns, sexist attitudes, and a lack of commitment to the planet's future. Boy, this has got wokeism written all over it, don't it?
Wow.
In our experience, Blue Origin's culture sits on a foundation that ignores the plight of our planet, turns a blind eye to sexism. See, now I don't agree with these things that they're being accused of. Let me make that clear. You can go ahead and send an email to mike_taylor@wolfmikes.com with any complaints. But anyway, I just get it. It's just, again, there's Bezos getting the shit kicked out of him, this time by his own employees. I just...
Wow. Yeah.
He had the thing not long ago with Amazon, where Amazon, the drivers were afraid to take a break, so they were pissing in, like, Gatorade bottles and stuff, so...
Yo, I told you, there was one guy outside my front door dumping his piss into the street.
So my wife occasionally works for Amazon. She's doing that right now, making deliveries, because she finds it good. She gets to get out, and she'll go somewhere, and she'll target. Like, let's say her end destination that she wants to go for personal reasons is, like, in a certain area of Orlando. She'll try to get something from Amazon in that area. You know what I mean? So she's getting paid to go do what she was going to do anyway. So it's kind of cool. But cool. Anyway, they gave her a plastic bottle, like a squeezy plastic bottle, and it says Amazon on it. So when she showed it to me, I asked her, has she peed in it yet?
Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, my niece works for Amazon, the warehouse there at exit 55 on I-4.
Yeah.
So she's been out for a couple of weeks. She hasn't been herself. She's had diabetes since she was 15, so she's been having a little bout with that. So she's had some time off, but she's been working there and she likes it. You know, they don't do full days. You know, they just want people in there for 4, 5, 6 hours to give up 135%, and then you know.
So she works physically at the warehouse, or she's a driver? Yeah. Oh wow!
Yeah, she works at the warehouse. Yup. So she likes it, and it's good. It's flexible. She can get time off when she needs it. And like I said, it's just a couple hours in the evening. And, you know, they only want you for a couple hours because you're good for a couple hours. They don't want you sitting around.
She say they have those robots moving shit around automatically around her?
I don't know.
Because that's the thing. People get hit by the robot. Like, the robot has numbers. They deal with math. And they're going to a certain destination. And they supposedly have these fail safes where they can't run into anybody. But if you've ever worked in a warehouse, you know there's areas that are safety areas anyway that are marked off with, like, yellow stripes or yellow tapes, right, or like you're on a highway, you know. And these machines are supposed to stay within those lines, and the people aren't supposed to be in those lines. So I think it's more human error than anything, but still. Correct. Anyway, hopefully she doesn't get hit by a robot.
Right. Yeah, no, I think she's a little smarter than that.
Well, I'm going to put a picture up here. This is of the Dragon X spacecraft.
Yeah.
And they're saying that there's video all over the internet, and I saw this. A bright fireball seen streaking across the Alabama sky Thursday night was likely the re-entry of the SpaceX Dragon spacecraft This is according to AINews.com. The fireball and accompanying boom was reported in the central and north Alabama area shortly before 10 p.m. And there's people that went outside and shot video of it, and you can see it. And they knew this was going to happen. This wasn't a surprise. It was probably a surprise to a lot of people. Now, living here by where the space shuttle used to go off and on, did you ever get awoken, or did you ever see or hear that sonic boom when it would re-enter and land not far from us?
Yeah, the space shuttle, it was, typically it was a boom, boom. It was like a double boom, and the house would shake and all that. And I've got numerous times seen it take off. I've never seen it land. But last night, we were I was up late for some reason. I was reading, and just shortly after 11 o'clock. Yeah. Shortly after 11 o'clock, the house rattled. And I was like, okay, we thought maybe it was, Xander getting up or going to the bathroom or something. I'm like, that's weird. I looked around, I looked outside, and went back, picked up the phone, went on Facebook, and all of a sudden there it is, the neighborhood next door app and Facebook neighborhood. It's like, what was that sound? Blah, 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 blah. It was this dragon doohickey flicky coming back in. And I saw the pictures of the streak. I'm like, wait, is that I thought it was a picture of a launch. And I'm like, wait, I thought something was coming back from the space station. How is there a launch? But now it makes sense that this is the dragon coming back into the atmosphere, the fiery ball that it makes to come back.
Crazy and, stuff. It must. Yeah. What my point is, a lot of those people, like, it got to the point here where you expected it. You're like, oh shit, yeah, it was a space shuttle, no big deal. And you went on with your day or your night or whatever. Or it woke you up and you're like, oh well, just the space shuttle.
You knew when the space shuttle was coming back. You're like, oh yeah, space shuttle's coming back today. Boom, boom, makes sense. But like 11 o'clock on a Thursday night, who knew that the dragon garbage dumpster was coming back from the space station with all the freaking pee and poo from all these people up there? I didn't know the porta potty was coming back.
See,
sorry.
You shouldn't say stuff like that, because now the mob's going to get involved because it's a waste management issue and they need to run that for the space industry. Way to go.
Yeah, they probably do it ready.
So I'm trying to pull this thing up here. According to IFLScience.com, I'm going to put this picture up here. This is a telescope. This is called the Jeff Webb Telescope, I think is what it's called. Hang on, let me double check the name. James Webb was employed by the Space Agency's administration program, NASA, from 1961 to 1968 and throughout the Apollo years. In 2002...
That was the Apollo years.
Yeah. However, well, I'm just reading the thing here. I didn't write
it. I know.
I'm trying to set the stage here. Okay. Over the last 6 years, evidence has come to light linking Webb's work in the upper echelons of the State Department with what is known as the Lavender Scare. And what the Lavender Scare was, hang on, oh, don't leave, stupid friggin' pop-up. All right, oh, now it's like microscopic in size. Oh, Jesus. Is this still the Get Off My Lawn segment?
It
Christ
might be.
Almighty. Here we go, okay. So they found that this thing was called Lavender Scare, and it's a state-sponsored anti-LGBT purge that forced gay and bisexual scientists and civil servants from U.S. federal jobs because of their sexuality in the 50s and 60s. So this has recently come to light, and now these groups of people, whoever those people are, Mike_Sofka@bothmikes.com. Whoever those people are, they're saying they want this telescope named to something else. So here's my question to you. Should we go back and tear down the statue of this guy? Or I mean, what are we doing here? This was 75 years ago. Well, stop it.
The Rainbow Warrior's taken, so we can't use that.
It's Mike_Taylor.
Taylor at bothmikes.com. And I'm not a big supporter of erasing history. You know, history is history. there's real history.
If it was good or bad, yeah, it doesn't matter. If it's bad history, you can look at that situation, you can look at that monument or whatever it is and say, yeah, that wasn't a good time for us, or yeah, can you imagine we used to think that, or whatever, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I agree with you there.
But... All right, well, we're still kind of in the alien update here, so look.
that's
an Amazon robot called Astro. It's like a robot dog that you can have in your house. It's a security device, and now it's evolved to do much more. This thing's coming out. You're not going to have a regular dog. You're going to have a robot dog, like on the Jetsons. Good. Did they have a real dog or a robot dog?
They had a real dog, right? It was Rastro.
That's what Ruh-roh. I thought.
Hey, Rorge. Ruh-roh.
Well, this is according to CNBC, so it must be true. Amazon hardware chief says the Astro home robot started as a security device and has evolved to cover much more. He goes on to say that it'll do all these things for you. You can use it as a reader. You can use it, I guess, order me this. I don't know. I guess your robot dog can't order your products for you, but...
I'm sure it could.
The Astro starts at $1,000 for users who get an invitation for early access and will cost $1,500 for those who buy it at its launch.
Wow. But yeah.
You don't have to feed it. You don't have to take it out. You don't have to worry about coming home to shit on your carpet.
Right.
Here's my deal. Yeah. This thing's going to roam around my house while I'm not home.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what it's doing. Is it talking in a microwave about what a shitty guy I am? Or is it talking to the TV?
And
I don't know. Is it watching robot dog porn on the TV while I'm not home? And then I get home, and is it telling the world what I'm doing? Does it have a camera that all of a sudden it turns on internally and broadcasts your life?
Right.
And I don't know about it? Like a nanny cam?
What possible use could it be? To me, it looks like it's going to vacuum the floor. But hell, I already got a robot for that. Why do I need this robot? You know.
Think about what you just said. Did you think that?
The door?
Did you think that when you were in high school, did you think that you would one day have a robot?
No, of course. Well, no, no. Like that's not even a thought that I would have.
Okay, so the flying car is not that far off then.
Well, soon. Supposed to be here now. It's supposed to be here in 2015, according to Back to the Future.
That's what I thought, too. Cubs win the World Series, and we get flying cars.
Yeah. Well, the Cubs did win the World Series, right?
Yeah, it took me... I think it was a year later. I think it was 16 they won it, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, I just found that fascinating. I thought that was fascinating. Here's something. Netflix is in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Netflix is in trouble... with South Korea.
Okay.
And I think they would... no robots at her place. Nice. That was Debbie on the chat. It's pretty funny. Hey, no, they're in trouble with South Korea over bandwidth. South Korea ISP SK Broadband sues Netflix for millions in broadband usage fees. I never even thought of this. I never even thought. But that's what you're paying. I don't understand. See, I thought their customers were paying the companies for broadband access. Right. So it sounds to me like they're trying to get paid by the people who are putting the things on the internet and the people who are benefiting from using that internet, the end consumer.
Yeah, they're double dipping.
I don't. Okay, so if I own a restaurant. The customer comes in and pays.
Right.
I serve them food. The guy who dropped off the produce didn't give me money to take it.
Right.
What? How is this even a pop? I guess that's why it's in South Korea. I don't know. That's North Korea is the bad one.
Yeah, North Korea is the Kim Jong-un guy one. Maybe. I don't know. Don't make me think.
Well, listen, I have to squeeze.
Like, yeah, doesn't TV channels have to they have to pay someone to get this service to your TV, right? The antenna people and the cable people.
The right? antenna people. Really? Do we have to go back to the get off my lawn list again? The antenna people?
Yeah. And the interwebs?
How many antennas have you seen, Mike, lately?
Dude, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, I actually know the guy who owns the antenna to bring HBO to the East Coast. All right?
All right.
All right. That was years old. Holy shit. What in the world is this?
He's gotten old quick, hasn't he? This is our boy Dog the Bounty Hunter trying to cash in on the Brian Landry, Gabby Petito thing. Apparently
one mad racist comment and you go all to hell.
Apparently he has gone to their house, Brian Landry's parents' house, and they wouldn't come to the door and they called the cops on him. So now he's claiming that people are flooding him with tips.
Yeah, he's on been where... hot on his trail, and any moment now he's going to capture him. And we're on day 3 of that BS.
And he has insider information, and he's got dogs. He's got a pack of dogs out. Look, stop. Right. Just stop. You and Nancy Grace. Hey, here's something we can catch. This is the Al Sharpton method.
Yep.
You show up where there's a problem and get paid to leave. It's like a hooker, like a prostitute. You're not paying them for sex. You're paying them to leave. Or so I've been told. I don't know firsthand.
Okay, sure.
I don't. Sick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, this Brian Landry, 22, still on the lam, alleged murderer of Gabby Petito. Well, I'm sure you know the story. I'm not telling you anything new, but the Dog the Bounty Hunter thing was interesting to me.
Yeah. He's a putz.
I bet you he's filming every bit of this and going
to
release it.
Oh, you know he is. You know he is. If there's a possible dime to be made.
Well, of course, his real name is Dwayne Chapman.
Okay.
Chapman had found evidence of a fresh campsite that he believed was where Landry had been just hours before. This is according to Parade.com.
Parade.com?
Yeah.
It's a magazine that comes in the Sunday paper.
And then his new wife, Lisa, I guess this is his new wife. No, Lord. This is one of his daughters.
Yeah, so he has a daughter named Lisa.
Yeah, L-Y-S-S-A. She put out on Twitter, I can confirm that Dog the Bounty Hunter has a hot lead on Brian's location. Dad has alerted the proper authorities. Say prayers, guys. This could be it. That was September 27th.
Yeah, and like I said, 4 days ago. So, yeah, he's been pushing the BS. He needs to do a Geraldo special. You know?
The tipster said Landry and his parents camped in the park and it seemed to be legitimate, according to Chapman. The trio were there twice on September 1st through the 3rd and September 6th through the 8th. However, on that second trip, only two people left the park. They were registered, went through the gate. They were here. They're on camera.
Wow.
All right. Well, if there's any more...
I'm sure he stayed nearby. Dumbasses.
Yeah, right. There was a, because you know I always like ending the show on a down note, something to really bum people out. You know, that's the way to do it. There was a plane and helicopter crash. These things collided in the air, and the airplane won because the airplane was able to make a safe enough landing, and the people were not terribly injured. The people in the helicopter dead, killed.
Yeah,
and you can see the. I got two pictures up on twitch.tv/bothmikes, or if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook. The picture on the left is the black charred shadow in a helicopter shape. That's the helicopter. And then on the right is a plane that looks mostly intact still.
Right. So, on the ground.
Yes. This happened in Arizona. So that teaches me to don't fly in a helicopter, fly in a plane.
Yeah, well, helicopters are always bad news. If you remember when, I don't know if it was popular when you lived in Jersey, but like every month there would be another helicopter crash in New York City. You know, I don't know who these helicopter mechanics are, and it just doesn't cut the mustard. They're crashing all the time. Look at freaking, what's that guy? Not LeBron, the other LeBron. Kobe Bryant, his daughter.
The other LeBron, that's Mike underscore Taylor.
Taylor. Both
what are you saying, Mike? Those guys look alike or what?
Maybe they play alike. They both wear yellow uniforms.
No, it is sad. I don't know. I still think Hillary had him killed, but that's different. Another story.
Of course you did.
Oh, boy. Are you doing anything this weekend?
Going anywhere? No, we're coming down by you.
Are you? Oh, for the vet show?
Yeah, we're going to go to the Corvette car show, go see Mom, and we're staying at a nice place that has a cool pool the kids like. Has water slides and all that fun stuff.
So oh, cool.
They'll be busy with all that. And maybe looking for a friend. We have a friend from Rainforest Cafe that is missing.
Really?
Missing. Yeah. So.
You want to talk about that on the air or no?
Yeah, well, just I got a text.
You got
text,
2 minutes. Go ahead.
An IM from someone we used to work with. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, so-and-so is missing. And, you know, we heard that, you know, someone told someone that he died. And so, yeah, kind of freaked out. And it's somebody I talk to still and text and all that stuff and, you know, converse with on Facebook.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, boom, the last communication anybody had with him was on the 24th. And so then I get online and I'm trying to find his address to maybe have the police go by and do a welfare check. And I can't find any of his information online. I know he bought a house. I know he paid cash for the house.
Does he go by a different name other than his legal name?
Yeah, no. I found traffic violations in his name that we know.
Okay.
So, yeah, I thought that right off the bat.
Wow.
And he doesn't have a real popular last name. But, yeah, trying to find him.
Wow. Well, I hope they do. I hope he's found. I hope he's okay. Hope everything's good. You have any other shout-outs for us at the end of the show here?
Not today.
See, that's a lazy ending. That's lazy.
I know.
No, yeah. I want to give a shout-out to my man Gino Losey. You want to go fishing? Woo. You're in Florida. Check out Gino Losey. Check him. Check his videos out. He's taken me out there. I'm not an avid fisherman, and I've caught monster fish in a couple hours. I had 25 of them. It was like they were jumping in the boat. It was crazy. So that's the guy you want to go fishing with. And right. Go check out the Melon Patch Theater in Leesburg. My friend Dustin Levine does a great job there. Give him a donation. Go see community theater. And if you have printing needs, go see my buddy Night Fan Stan over at Jet Set Printing in Orlando. Woo! 60. Show 60.
60.
If you're on twitch.tv/bothmice, we'll be back in a minute with 61. So don't go anywhere. And we'll be right back after this.
Ciao.